AP News. I'm Ed Donahue, a Marine veteran who placed an agitated New York City subway passenger in a chokehold, killing him, appeared in court today, charged with manslaughter. Daniel Penny's attorney, Thomas Kenneth, says his client turned himself in.
Dealing with the situation, like I said, with the sort of integrity and honor that is characteristic of who he is, characteristic of his honorable service in the United States Marine Corps.
Kenneth says Penny was defending himself. The death of Jordan Neely set off outrage in New York as bystander video went viral. A meeting scheduled for today between President Biden and congressional Republicans was postponed. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the nation could reach default around the start of next month if Congress doesn't act. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is holding this up.
Three of the four that met with the president on Tuesday said that default should be off the table. So we're all on the same place. It's the speaker that needs to really answer this question.
Many migrants gathered along the Mexico border. They're worried about their chances of claiming asylum in the U.S. now that Title 42 immigration restrictions have been lifted. Pilots from one of the nation's biggest airlines marched in picket lines at major airports as they push for higher pay. United's Garth Thompson was at O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
We've been keeping the airline flying through the pandemic, and now that the company is making profits again, we've reached a point where management is stuck on denial and delay, and we're frustrated in showing that.
The United Airlines pilots have been working without a raise for more than 4 years while negotiating with the airline management over a new contract. The pilots are unlikely to strike anytime soon, however. A group led by Josh Harris has agreed to buy the NFL's Washington Commanders from longtime owner Dan Snyder and his family for a record $6 billion. The Dow finished down 8 points. This is AP News. The European Song Contest Eurovision rejected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's request to speak at the final of the competition.
Zelensky had been expected to use a video address on Saturday to urge the world continue its support for Ukraine's fight to repel Russian invasion. Now, the European Broadcasting Union says letting Zelensky participate would breach the non-political nature of the event. Overtly political lyrics, signs and symbols are banned at Eurovision, but politics can't be shut out entirely. Russia was banned from the contest after it had invaded Ukraine last year. Last year's contest was won by Ukraine, and the UK has now stepped in to host on its behalf. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stragglers packed up belongings in cars, trucks, and at least one pickup truck before an evacuation order took effect in a tiny village in Switzerland that is facing an urgent rock slide threat. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.